Hello, Karen.
Hi,
yes?
Karen. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I was trying
Hi,
to
Nadine.
Reach Don. Hi, I was trying to reach Don because I know he wants a cancellation and refund, but he hung up on me, so I was following up with him.
Totally accidental. That was totally
okay.
He grabbed his phone and yeah.
Okay,
I'm
I
telling
thought,
you
okay,
what, Nadine.
Well,
this
he,
is Ben. Can I just tell you something? I need to tell
uh-huh.
you something. This has
yep.
been a nightmare. I have been working with Joyce and with Honey and with some guy, I think his name was George, trying to get this all set up. And first they have me taking pictures and then they tell me I have to go on site and do, I mean, it's just been, I've spent hours on this with these people and I'm so frustrated. We are getting nowhere. We're getting no leads, nothing.
Yeah.
I can't get it verified.
Super...
I can't get the account verified.
Yeah, so what it is, and I've been reading through all the notes, so it's the video verification is what Google's requiring me. I know that back in the day, you know, prior when he was with the other company, your husband, the verification process back then was different, right? People would get a postcard. Google's almost 100% digital now, so this is the way they do things. They'll say, hey, we want the video verification, even though we request for you to send us pictures, because we always like to have that on hand in the back office if Google requests it. But I will tell you, yes, when it comes to the video verification, unfortunately, Karen, the easiest way to do it is having all that stuff there and doing the video at that moment. And unfortunately,
I tried, Nadine, listen
uh-huh.
to me. I tried doing that. I worked with Joyce for hours last week, trying
uh-huh.
getting the pictures of everything, the license, the insurance verification, all
right.
of that kind of stuff. We got to the point where we did the business video, and I was videoing. Everything was fine, but then it
uh-huh.
stopped. We couldn't get that. I mean, it was just, like I said, one thing after another.
After another.
This is just, yes.
I'm
I mean,
sure
I don't have
so.
Time for this.
No, I understand. I mean, you got things to do too, and we're not trying to make it more difficult for you guys either.
Well,
I just
it is.
That... Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to let you talk to Don because I'm not the one that financed this. I've been the one that's been trying to
help
get
him.
It set
and he
up.
Did say you were. He just said, he goes, my wife's going to be helping with a lot of this, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, I mean, I have, like I said, I have literally spent hours with people working on this. And then the capper was today when the guy George called and
yeah.
wanted me to put an app on my phone. Can you, are you
uh-huh.
typing? Are you listening?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just typing in the notes so that way as what you're saying, I'm typing it in with the frustration. My apologies.
All right. Anyway, the guy, George, said,
uh-huh.
you know, I said, okay, I've got everything all set up. I've got the business card here. I've got the door hangers here. I've got the copies of the certificates, everything that you need. And I
yeah.
also had pictures of the truck with Wolf's Roofing on it, as well as equipment that was being used. I had all of that ready to film and was told, no, that's not what we need. We need you to go to the address location. Well, they're not at the address location.
Yeah.
They're out working.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's just, I'm tired of this, running around trying to do this.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to turn you over to
Don. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for that. Did he want me to call him on his phone, or is he there with you?
I'm right here. Hey,
oh,
you know what?
Oh.
You know what? If I don't get a lead tomorrow morning, just shut this stuff off. I'm you know, I was told I'd have 5 leads by now. I signed up for Angie Leeds. They've already given me 6 leads. I've sold 3 jobs. And all I get, all my wife is getting is a bunch of bullshit from this company. So somebody had better give me leads or just give me back my money.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to continue this. I don't want to continue this if this is the way you guys are going to conduct yourselves and do business.
I would like to respond to you, Don, if that's okay.
Okay.
Could I go ahead and respond to you? Okay. So, first of all, I apologize for the frustration for your wife. Okay, that has never been our intention. Second of all, I never told you, and I don't know who told you, you would be getting 5 leads. Because that's not true. You had to go through a verification process.
Okay, so let's just stop this right now. Let's just stop this right now.
Well, I'm
going to
let you know that we're going to, yeah, well, that's why I was calling earlier, and then the phone hung up on me. So your wife said, I guess the call disconnected or something. I don't know. I was trying to call you to reach out to you and to respond to you. So my suggestion is then at this point, you're already dissatisfied, and I clearly went over timelines with you. I know I did. So I'm going to ask them to cancel and refund the money back to the person who paid for it. So do I need to call Lalo to let him know that the money will be back on his card?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Just do it.
Okay.
Just put it back on his card, and that's good.
And again, I'll make sure that the account is canceled. I've already sent the note. I've put in all the notes about, you know, your wife working with Joyce. There was issues. And you guys are just really frustrated. And again, that was never the intention. I apologize that it didn't work out for you. But I would never, ever, ever, that doesn't sit well with me. I would never tell anybody that we're going to give you 5 leads. So when I read the notes that you were told Monday or Tuesday you would have leads, the whole verification process, the whole Google guaranteed, John, that will never happen overnight. And I was very transparent on that. So if there was anything that maybe was well, I just want to be honest with you. If there was anything that was misconstrued, I mean, you could listen to the call.
Okay,
John.
I don't want to argue with you. I just do what you said you're going to do. Transfer the money back and forget about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.